We'd like to welcome you to the Heart Leader Podcast, where heart and mind align. I'm your host, Amber, and I'm here with co-host Austin, and we'd like to know, do you have a passion to make a greater global impact? Are you ready to embrace leading with heart and love? If so, join us on this journey to become heart leaders who change the world. Each episode brings heart-centered connection, building stronger relationships, communities, and businesses. Let's take a deeper dive into what it means to be heart leaders. The Heart Leader Podcast starts now. Hi, and welcome to the Heart Leader Podcast. I am your host, Amber, and I am so thrilled to be here with you and to be here with Jaden and Jill. These two amazing people have created a wonderful app that you can download actually right now if you want to, called Self Pause. And they're going to tell you all about it. But right now, if you go out either on the App Store or actually anywhere, you can find it. You can learn more about it at Self Pause, like pausing, take a pause, and go there right now to learn more about it. Or you can just listen to them and then take a moment to take a pause and go learn about it. But right now, Jaden and Jill, can you tell us about Self Pause? Maybe a little bit about your mission and what caused you to create this app and start this amazing organization?
Totally. Yeah. So, I mean, I guess just to start off a little bit about how we started the whole process of creating this app. When Jill and I were in college, she was pregnant with our first son, and, you know, being pregnant and everything being new, she had a lot of stress and anxiety just about that whole kind of situation. And so she was talking to a friend who recommended that she try these like meditations online that she could download.
It was like a hypnobirthing type of meditation.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And so you downloaded them. Well, first off, we're super poor at the time and they're really expensive. And she came to me and she was like, hey, can we get these? And, you know, when your wife is pregnant, you don't say no to anything. So I was like, of course. But what was cool is it was just like these little, these like downloads that came straight on your phone.
Yeah, it was just like MP3s that you downloaded straight from the web. And I just kept them and I used them and I loved them. And on the album, there was like one, maybe two, I don't remember, tracks of just like positive affirmations of going into like childbirth and stuff like that and like motherhood and stuff dealing with like pregnancy. There's affirmations and I loved them. I feel like those were like my favorite ones. That was the track that I like clung to during this process. And Jaden listening to it thought, hey, I can make stuff like that. Like, I feel like I could write affirmations about anything. And
yeah, I would actually listen to them.
I'd make him listen to them.
Every morning at night. So we're going to bed and it's in bed and I'm listening to these like birthing affirmations and I'm like, all right, okay, we got this. I mean, everything was new to me too. So honestly, it was beneficial.
Did you find that it helped you?
Yeah. I mean, like I hadn't, you know, had a lot of experience.
It might not have been as applicable to him.
But, you know, it gave me confidence too. But I was actually really amazed by how much confidence it gave Jill, like helped shift mindsets and just like help her know, like, I can do this, you know? And so seeing how much that those helped her, I had never done affirmation meditations before. I had affirmations I said to myself, but I hadn't really paired those with meditation. I thought it was really cool. So I started recording my own voice saying affirmations, and I put like meditation music in the background, and I started posting them on Spotify and Apple Music, and I was blown away because in the first few months we were getting like 50,000 streams a month of like people listening to these affirmations. I made them a bunch of different categories like business and entrepreneurship, more than just, you know, like motherhood and stuff, because I wasn't quite as experienced with that. But we were amazed. And so it was actually Jill's idea to start the app because she was studying computer science. And so, you know, she was always talking to people about apps and she was making them in some classes.
Yeah, eventually I feel like I just love what he was doing and I wish that it was just more, I feel like it's just more accessible when it's just on an app on your phone and it's not, you can kind of focus in on it without having like all the distractions of like other music and stuff that would be on your Spotify app. So I felt like it would be just like a great idea, but I didn't know necessarily where to start with it other than starting with writing affirmations. So for like the very first step in the development process that we took was just writing affirmations and like thousands of affirmations. And online there's like tons of affirmations, and some websites say that you can even use their affirmations, like they're copyright free or whatever. But the affirmations that we found available online didn't seem to like, I don't know, they didn't seem to inspire me the way that I wanted to be able to inspire other people. And so Jade and I took to it, and I personally wrote like all the thousands of affirmations that are on there. And this process, honestly, was like, I felt like I was pouring my heart and soul into these affirmations. And as I was writing them, I often would like think about the people that, I would think about loved ones or like people that would fit these categories that I was writing the specific affirmations to. And I would just think about how it could inspire them, how it could change their life, and basically just empower them to recognize that they have so many good qualities like about themselves that they need to be focusing on instead of all the negative qualities that they are hurting. Mm-hmm.
It's like really big part of our mission, because we were like, you know, on YouTube or Spotify, someone could listen to my affirmations and that'd be cool. But we want to inspire people to not only have like the option to, you know, change the voice or change the background or add nature sounds if they want, like on the app, but also to have the option to write and record their own personal affirmations, because that's so, so powerful. Like,
yeah, because I knew there was like a limitation. I mean, obviously, I wanted to write affirmations and I wanted to help people by writing them for them. But at the end of the day, I think one of the most powerful things you can do is write personal affirmations for yourself, because you know what you're struggling with, you know what you need to hear. And so I think having, that was one of the big sections of our app that I wanted to make sure we included, is we have a whole section in the app where you write your own affirmations and you can record them, and it automatically layers it with customizable background sounds and stuff, so you can meditate to it, your own voice, and meditate to the own words that you chose to send yourself.
So if somebody doesn't know really how to write one for themselves, do you kind of walk them through how to do that? Or if they listen to the ones that you have in the app, does it give them enough guidance? Because it does. It sounds like such a personal, and I've downloaded your app and I've listened to a lot of them out there. Mm. And you can tell that they're very heartfelt, like just listening to them, and they loop. Mm-hmm. So it's not like you listen to one and that's it. You get to go through so many. And by the end of it, you feel how connected you were with what you created. But if somebody doesn't even know where to begin, is there any advice you could give them right now? Or is there anything on the app that would help them?
Well, honestly, I feel like that was partially why we decided to write affirmations and have them like professionally recorded to help people in that exact situation who might not know necessarily how to use positive affirmations for themselves. So I feel like that is, one of the beginning steps. And also, it allows people to kind of do it like more passively instead of actively. Like you can like be listening to positive affirmations while washing the dishes or doing something passively throughout your day. That was one of the reasons we had the recorded affirmations. But I feel like having the recorded affirmations is like the first step into coming into positive affirmations and the practice of positive affirmations, is because it kind of just shows you how to do it. And then you can go and write your own. I think eventually I'd love to have more of like little prompted journals that are like, okay, what are you struggling with today? What would affirmations, if you had a friend that was struggling with this exact problem, how would you like comfort them? What would you tell to them? What do you think they would need to hear today? And then based on that, then it prompt them to write their own affirmations based on their personal experiences. But that's kind of more in the future. There's a lot of technical development that needs to go into adding that to our app.
Yeah,
but
we have hundreds of new features, amazing ideas like that. But I would say, like, as far as, you know, advice, and if people are getting started with affirmations, I think just pick the things that, you know, you want to focus on in your life, if that's your health, relationship, finances. And when you write an affirmation, like let's say my affirmation is like, I am financially abundant, I have all the resources around me I need, right? Like that's what I love to say to myself. Come from a perspective of, you already are the person, like let's say you want to become somebody, you already are that person, you have it within yourself. It's just unlocking that. And it's just, sometimes it's getting past the limiting beliefs you have on yourself, perhaps things that people have told you in your life you're not good at, you can't accomplish, you know, you won't be able to do that. Affirmations are a way for you to become who you truly are. It's not like, you know, you're like striving for something hard and unattainable. You already are that incredible person. Affirmations are just helping you unlock that version of yourself and move past some of the barriers that you or your other people have kind of put in your way.
I feel like there's like that saying that's like, whatever you feed grows. And I feel like affirmations is like an incredible way to do like positive reinforcement about the self-identity that you have holding, or that you hold about yourself. And so I feel like by using positive reinforcements and practicing positive affirmations, you're like able to rewire your brain in order to see the positive in every situation, and it allows yourself to give yourself the benefit of the doubt, to give yourself the benefit of having auto-suggested good things about yourself that you believe in, so that you can move forward with faith and confidence in yourself in whatever area of your life that you are trying to make progress in.
I love that. We talk about the whole negative brain bias and like the sciences aspect, and this gives you that constant rewiring of that negative brain bias that we just kind of default to.
Totally.
And I noticed in everything you just said, it's like present moment.
Mm-hmm.
It's not in the future, I will be this. Mm-hmm. It is all right now.
Mm-hmm.
I am this. And so it seems like there's something, if you're new to affirmations and creating them, making certain that everything is in the present tense.
Totally.
And not in the future tense. And I love what you said about what advice would you give a friend? Because all too often, we don't do that. We don't. Mm-hmm. We treat ourselves worse than we would treat anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And so one thing I noticed in the app is it's very focused on self-love as a category in there.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you can tell us a little bit about some of the categories you have in the app and how you came up with those categories. Because there are some very strong categories. And self-love, I know we have some of that within our own organization, because for us, that's fundamental. You know, you have to start with loving yourself. It's part of our theme for the month, like authenticity.
Right.
You have to get to that knowing of who you are and how you're going to show up. And positive affirmation is such a wonderful tool for doing that. So if you can talk about some of those categories and why it's so important to, okay, if I'm going to treat somebody else this way, I have to, at a base, treat myself this way. I have to be that kind to myself.
Totally.
Yeah, I mean, I just wanted to add, I love everything that you're saying. I think you said it perfectly. I think that there's like an aspect to having confidence in yourself. Like when you don't love yourself, you really can't love other people. Like if you lack the confidence in yourself, you begin to adopt like a scarcity mindset about everything. And instead of seeking to build other people up, you're so focused on, you begin to be too focused inward, or you're so focused on how am I comparing with other people, that you miss opportunities to build other people and be that type of person to seek opportunities just to share love and be kind to others. And so I think that that is a fundamental step in self-development, is being able to love yourself, because then therefore you can go and love other people, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But we have lots of categories in our app, and they're constantly growing. I'm constantly writing new categories, and we kind of just think of them as we go. But the self-love one was a really, really big one for me. I specifically remember, I feel like sometimes I'd even cry writing these affirmations. I'm like, so many people need to hear this, and they like don't understand how much value they hold within themselves. And I feel like I've been on my own. I've struggled with a lot of mental health, especially postpartum with we have two kids, so postpartum with both of them, anxiety, depression. And I feel like just the words that I've written, that Jaden's helped me write, and the words that are available on our app just have such power to like uplift people and help people see the light when perhaps they're struggling to see the light.
Yeah, all the categories we have on the app came from things that we personally wanted to improve, or we wanted to work on or focus on in our lives. So, you know, it was things that, you know, we're really passionate about and we love, and we're like, we know other people are going to benefit from this and be blessed by this. And we have so many different categories because, you know, not all categories are for everyone, but these are all things that are near and dear to our hearts. And we know that a lot of people have given us really positive feedback on a lot of the categories on.
And some categories were taken just from suggestion. Like we have like an entire category for different athletics, and we don't play every sport in the athletic category, but
I may look like a football player, but I do not play much football.
But yeah.
But it's great that you take that feedback and that you do find a way to incorporate it, because it shows that you do like connect with the people who are using your app. And in that, you were just talking about the whole, and we were talking about the negative brain bias and fixing that or rewiring. I don't know that there will ever be a fix for
exactly.
it. So
yeah.
We'll shift that language just a little bit, but rewiring it to where we can go toward a more positive, and that can go across all categories.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had also mentioned using your own voice.
Mm-hmm.
And when we met, Jaden, you were talking about there being a science behind the power of using your own voice. Do you mind sharing a little bit about that?
Yeah, I think as far as the science and your own voice, I mean, mostly what's important is your own internal voice. So your own personal affirmations that are, you know, coming from within yourself. So, I mean, I think hearing your own voice is really powerful because you are telling yourself that. So I think there's a lot to that.
It's more familiar.
Yeah, it's more familiar. But like the science mostly covers, you know, the personal affirmations coming from yourself personally. They've done a lot of studies where they have people write down, you know, for you personally, what are the most, you know, important attributes you have in yourself. And I mean, essentially that's doing affirmations, right? That's creating affirmations. They call that self-affirmation. What are the most important things for yourself? And looking over those things, and truly believing them, because what's so powerful with affirmations is you're not just saying things like you know, you're like, oh, this is far-fetched, I don't believe it. You know, if you repeat an affirmation over and over again, but you don't believe it, but you just say the words, it's not going to do anything. You need that your internal self to be believing those things. It's the belief behind the affirmation that gives it power. And you can use visualization and other things to strengthen that. But it's really important when you say affirmations or listen to affirmations to believe them and to find ways to, I guess you could say like justify, but like, to validate that those affirmations are true. Think of examples in your life when you have been that, when you have done that. And doing that really brings the affirmation to yourself. And you're like, I really am that person. I really do those things. And that's what makes it incredibly powerful for, you know, rewiring your neural pathways in your brain so that you can actively be that person.
And along those lines, of internalizing it, sometimes people, especially if they're kind of like me and have more of a pessimistic nature, where you hear something and naturally in the back of your brain, you're like, if you hear an affirmation, it's like, I am strong, I can do this. In the back of your brain, you're like, I'm not strong, I can't do this. And essentially that serves as the opposite of a positive affirmation. That serves as a negative affirmation to yourself. You're telling yourself that you don't believe that you can do this. And so one of the tricks that we actually learned through a suggestion from a psychologist was we've incorporated what if affirmations. Mm-hmm. So basically we have some subcategories that offer a little track where it takes an affirmation and it forms it like a question. And basically by forming it like a question, it's able to bypass that filter in your brain. That's like that, like when you come right up against something and you're like, is this true for me or not? You don't have to think that. By instead of just saying, I am strong, I can do this. What if I am strong? What if I can do this? Then it just allows your brain to just expand just enough to accept the possibility that maybe you can do this. What if this is possible? And so, yeah, what if affirmations, I think, are another good way just to implement like that belief inside of you in order to truly affirm within yourself
mm-hmm.
that these things are possible.
Yeah, that belief is so important. So I love the what if affirmations. Personally, I'm like very naturally just optimistic. I believe I'm going to do it. I can do it. But I love the what if affirmations because it gives you a moment to reflect and to visualize. Like if I'm saying, what if I truly am, you know, completely financially independent? So by saying what if, like all of a sudden I'm thinking like, what if, what would that look like? And I'm visualizing what would happen, what I would have to do, what I would have to accomplish, what my whole situation is. And that visualization and really internalizing that is powerful because it kind of gives you a roadmap of things you can do to become that and things you can do to accomplish, you know, those different goals. So I really do love the what if affirmations, and they're useful for people who are having a hard time, maybe with regular affirmations and cognitive dissonance with those.
Could someone use that like at the start of the year? So many people kick it off with resolutions,
mm-hmm.
right? And so to be able to use what if statements, or I had heard them called affirmations versus affirmations.
Oh, I like that. I haven't heard that, but okay.
Yeah. And so if it is in a what if statement, then it could potentially help them in that way. And if they're embedded within this app, that just gives them kind of the roadmap.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we had talked a little bit, or in some of our exchanges, we were talking about, we with Suivera are looking at a new year, be you instead mm-hmm. of reinventing yourself.
Totally.
Are there ways that you feel your app can help someone go deeper within to kind of peel back all these layers that we get year after year of reinventing ourselves?
Completely.
And
yeah.
even with the what if or the affirmations of just really finding that strength. And if so, how would you suggest maybe they could do that?
Yeah, I think it is so important. And I love what you've said, because a lot of people really, they don't put the focus there. They say, like you're saying, every year, like, new year, new me. Like, I'm going to change. I'm going to strive to become this thing. I'm going to work on. And it's like, you already are incredible. You already are everything you want to be. Like, that is you today. That's your authentic self. Being your authentic self doesn't mean, like, what I am now is what I will forever be. This is my authentic self. Being your authentic self is knowing that you can, you know, reach within yourself and find, like, the best version, the best things you can do, peeling back the layers that have been stopping you. Like, your authentic self is an incredible person. It has accomplished everything you want to accomplish, you know? So I think as far as achieving that, what's really, really powerful is, you know, you can use our app, pick categories that you want to focus on. And as you listen to those affirmations, those affirmation meditations, you know, we have lots of different categories and subcategories. As you listen to those, what's so powerful is to visualize when it says, you know, I am, like, let's say for right now, I'm training for a marathon. You know, don't put that, you know, everyone keep that on the DL, because hopefully, I know, I will run a marathon this year. I'm excited. But I listen to marathon affirmations that Jill wrote. But when I listen to those, and it's like, I love training every day. I work hard. I train hard. When I hear those, visualize in your mind what that looks like. And I think that's one of the most incredible things you can do. Visualize yourself as if, you know, that has happened right now, as if that is right now. Visualize what it looks like, what it feels like, what it smells like. Like, put yourself in that moment. And that visualization is the most incredible thing for your mind, because your mind cannot tell the difference between a situation that you visualized or it happening in real life. So by completely visualizing and immersing yourself in, you know, what you want to achieve or be, your brain is thinking, okay, this is who I am. And this is, you know, this is what I've achieved. This is me. And that is how you rewire your brain to, you know, in the beginning of the new year, when you're setting your resolutions, that's how you rewire your brain to achieve and to be those things that, you know you are. It's all about the visualization aspect, I think.
I love that. 100%. So it's combining the affirmations with the visualization.
Mm-hmm.
And then that helps you kind of create the structure. So you know it's possible because you've already seen it.
Mm-hmm.
You've already seen it happen.
Totally. Yeah.
So that's a way that you utilize your own product. Are there other ways that you incorporate it into your lives?
Sometimes I use affirmations, not even just through our app. I'll just look at myself in the mirror and, like, tell myself the affirmations. Sometimes I just do that, like, right before I'm getting in the shower, if I don't have time to do, like, a full meditation session. Overwrite them down.
Something I love that we recently incorporated on the app is affirmation notifications. So every single day you can turn it on or turn it off, but every single day we have an affirmation that comes to you throughout the day. And so many times when I see that affirmation, I'm just like, yes, like, I needed this one today. So we have an automatic one we send out to everyone. But in addition to that, we have a place where you can write down your own personal affirmations and set a time every day for those to come to you. So I have a few specific affirmations that I, you know, love, that I'm really focused and passionate about. And I have those three affirmations come to me every single day as notifications on my phone. And every day when I get those notifications, I look at it, I think about it, I visualize, you know, what is that going to look like for me in my life? Because like I was saying, it's so much about visualization and belief. And yeah, I love that aspect of seeing that three times a day beyond just the meditation, but like just looking and visualizing, taking a pause throughout the day. I think affirmations and you know, visualization and this whole journey is so much more than just, you know, I meditate once a day or something. It's incorporating it into your life, incorporating into your beliefs throughout the day, you know.
I believe I read a study recently. It was done in California, but it mentioned like the power of having a positive affirmation pop up on your phone, not just like going and finding one, not going like and seeking them out, but just having a positive affirmation pop up on your phone throughout the day. And they found that like it had a significant impact on the participants, like overall happiness with their life. And I just felt like that was just like so powerful that we had to implement it with our app. And honestly, like I feel that like when it like just like pops up at the right moment and you're like, I needed that right now. You're like, how did this app know? Just like, how did the universe know to send this to me right now at this perfect moment? I feel like it's like so powerful. And so I think everyone should be turning those notifications on.
They're awesome.
Yeah. And the fact that you have made this freely available, it's something that individuals, obviously there are things that if they desire to upgrade, they can upgrade. But you made this freely available to people. Why?
Yeah, I mean, it all comes back to kind of our mission with this whole thing. And I think it all comes back to the fact that this wasn't just like some random idea where we're like, oh, like let's start a business where we do this thing. It was kind of like Jill saw how powerful this was in her life. I always had, you know, used affirmations and loved them.
You grew up with affirmations.
And like seeing how powerful the meditation aspect of it could become. It's like something that it came to us first. We loved it first, you know what I mean? And it was something that we are passionate about. And so then
we want to share it.
Yeah. Seeing the benefit of that, we're just like, we want everyone to feel this. And, you know, as Jill talks about writing these affirmations and thinking of, you know, friends or crying when she feels like especially powerful, like this is something we know will help people in incredible ways, especially right now when a lot of people have had a lot of difficulties relating to the pandemic and other aspects of their life. This is just needed now more than ever. And yeah, we really believe that this is something that can, that is helping so many people. And so, yeah, we're not just, you know, keep this to ourselves. We need to share it so everyone can have it.
And we do make an effort to put like a lot of the, I know in the health category, there's some subcategories that involve mental health and stuff. And we try to keep those all free for people. But yeah, so really we just...
Yeah, we have a free one in every category. We have the mental health ones free. We have the children ones free. So there's a lot of amazing content. Anyone can go write and create affirmations for free or get all the notifications for free. We try to, you know, give everyone as much as we can. And then there's, you know, you can upgrade to have the full library or whatever. But we just believe that it blesses and it helps people so much in their life. And it's helped us. So we just kind of want to share that.
We do have a lot of the app for free. And I almost hope, I'm like, hopefully we still... Right now, I think at least a minimum of 20% of the app, of just the recorded affirmations, let alone the self-affirmation thing, which is like a huge portion of the app, is like free. So part of me was like, I hope that there's like enough to incentivize anybody to even upgrade, because like most of the app is free, but we love it that way.
But given some of the additions that you guys have talked about, and I know that I had the honor of sitting with Jaden and talking through some of the things you have on the horizon, that alone would be worth an upgrade. So to gift from your hearts affirmations that caused you, just when you were writing them, to cry because they touched you so deeply, and it does, it conveys. You can feel it when you listen to them. So to gift from your soul something in a time when it is so needed for so many is just, it's, I can't even say words for what you guys have given to anybody who's willing to go and invest their time in this. So thank you very much for that. But that aside, what you plan to do with this app, I think is going to make a monumental difference for people. So are you willing to share some of the things that you have planned going forward?
Yeah, we have a lot of new features that we're working on. The thing is, you know, we're obviously just a small company bootstrapping and starting up. So I wish we had, you know, 20 developers to implement all of our ideas on. And because we have so much feedback coming back from the community, like, we would love it if you had a feature that did this and that did this. We want to be able to share it. We want to be able to, like, so many things. And so,
well, maybe,
you know,
after this you will.
Yeah, maybe after this we will. So we are constantly working on it. We have a small team of developers and whatnot, but working as fast as we can. But some of the things that we're really excited about, something that we've been working on kind of over this whole Christmas break that hopefully will be ready in a couple weeks. Right now we have the option when you're listening to your affirmations, you can switch between, I think we have like six different sounds, like nature sounds and six different musics, meditation sounds. You can switch. We're working on an update right now that's going to make it so we'll have we launch 140 different nature sounds and you can layer them. And then around 30 to 60 different music tracks. So different meditations, binaural beats, healing sounds, some sounds if you're working, like for me, as I'm doing like my marathon training, I'm at the gym running on the treadmill listening to them. I have some like upbeat stuff too that you can listen to. So we're really hoping to grow and expand that to give people more options.
So we have more recorded affirmations we're going to add too.
Yeah, more recorded affirmations, more voices for people. And
we also have a feature of the app that we're going to include in the next few months, hopefully, where they're text affirmations. So perhaps if you're like waiting at a doctor's appointment or something and you don't want to have to put your earbuds in and listen to the affirmations, you can just swipe through them and just read them in text. Mm-hmm. That's another cool feature that we're working on.
We have a really big one that we're working on, secret project, don't tell anyone, is we're working on a VR app as well for our app so that people will be able to, you know, people with mobility issues or honestly anyone that, you know, has VR and is interested in meditation will be able to put on their VR headset and we'll be able to see a whole bunch of different nature scapes. So we'll have like oceans and mountains and be able to listen to the affirmations while kind of looking at these huge vistas. You know, a lot of times when you're stuck at home or in your apartment and, you know, you wish you could be out in nature, it's kind of a way to help with that visualization aspect to immerse yourself.
Because I think it's really powerful to just close your eyes and like imagine wherever you want to be. But I think it's just as powerful to be able to be out. Well, secondary to being out in nature is to be in a virtual reality of nature, being able to like feel inspired by like the nature around you. I feel like that's just another element of like meditation and affirmation is just a really inspirational aspect of being in nature. Mm-hmm. So I think incorporating that in a portable way for users to utilize at their disposal could be really cool.
Mm-hmm. And then the one other thing that I think I mentioned is people love these and they want to share them with their friends. And we're working on some ways in the next few months where people will be able to, as you know, you create your own affirmations, you'll be able to share those out on social media, on your Instagram story and other places. So you can share, you know, if something's really powerful to you, you can share that with your friends as well. And hopefully that will be a good way to help other people that may not use affirmations or know about them, hear about them from their friends and be able to get those benefits as well.
I love that. So a positive use for social media.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And you know, social media and VR, both of them have had, you know, bad reps. You know, people are worried with like virtual reality that people are going to get sucked into it and, you know, their life is going to be wasted away in the metaverse. Or social media, people complain that it's just endless scrolling of negativity. So we're really trying to harness those things that could be used for something not great and put a positive aspect to it, put a positive option out there for people so that they can, you know, put those things that could be amazing tools. We want them to be amazing tools, you know, we want them to be able to be used for good. So,
and it's just like cell phones at the end of the day, like they can be used for good things, they can be used for bad things. But the point is to make it a tool available for everybody to make a tool available to everyone, to make it so they can use it for whatever they want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially since everything is based on algorithm, right? Mm-hmm. You flood it with enough really amazing things, especially positivity through a positive affirmation or something, and that's what you're searching on, then lo and behold, all your positive affirmations are going to be what shows up in their feed. So when you're scrolling, it's going to be all happy thoughts.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. That would be awesome.
Yeah. I love it. Okay. So when we first started, you mentioned that you were listening to positive affirmations to assist with pregnancy. So for all pregnant moms out there, can you share some of the benefits that you found listening to them?
Oh, well,
I know Jaden said he found some too, but I'd like to know the ones you found.
So my initial experience, I feel like there's only one track and I used it a lot, but I found the benefits of just feeling confident going into motherhood. I felt calm. I feel like there was a moment very early on when I started learning to use these meditation tactics that like it just kind of clicked. I was sitting on my little yoga ball in our little apartment in Hawaii, and like I was listening to these tracks, and it just like clicked. I just felt warm. I felt loved, and I like felt prompted to just think about all the people that are actually there supporting me. I think so often we just think about the people that are criticizing us, thinking of the people who are like there to cut us down, but for just a moment, I thought about like my friends. I thought about my mom. I thought about my sisters. I was like, they're all there to support me. They don't care. They're not like waiting for me to fall. If I fell, they'd be there to pick me up. And I felt like obviously that was just kind of a side thought, personal thought, inspired by these affirmations. But I feel like I wouldn't have been there in that moment to accept that type of like comfort. And so I remember that was like my first moment where it just kind of clicked. I was like, these are really cool. Like this is like really powerful. But yeah.
So it wasn't an instant thing. It was something that over time it clicked, but you had to invest some time into it to allow it to occur.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And to allow it to stick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And yeah. You found that to be the case with individuals who utilize these affirmations, that it does take a willingness to kind of stick with it for a little bit of time.
100%. I think there's like two levels to it. There's like immediate benefits you can receive and then some long-term effects. Like with anything in your life, if it's important, it's worth it to stick at it long-term. But some of the immediate benefits you get, listening to these affirmations and meditation for me is, you know, you get confidence, you get peace, you get calm, you can center yourself around those things. And then more long-term benefits as you continue to stick with these things and, you know, you follow all the practices, the things we've been talking about, the visualization and internalizing, you really start to rewire your brain to be able to have more positive associations with the person you are, you know you can be and doing the things you know you can do. And so long term, you really are rewiring the synaptic connections in your brain. You're rewiring your neural pathways so that when situations arise, you have positive thoughts about those things. You can make positive choices, positive decisions, positive actions, where perhaps in the past you made negative ones that held you back. Now you can make choices and decisions that are propelling you forward to, you know, your ultimate goals and destiny.
I really love that, because it's really about living from the inside out at that point, from strength instead of the outside, like forcing its way at you. Mm-hmm. And with both of you practicing these affirmations and living from the inside out in that way, have you noticed it impact your relationship or your connection?
I think so.
Yeah.
I actually sometimes will write down like, just in my own little app, on my own little account on our app, I'll write down relationship affirmations about like, I love my husband loves me, just to help reaffirm the relationship that we do have. And I definitely feel like it makes a difference. I notice that the days that I do, the days that I don't, it makes a difference of how I feel about myself, how secure I feel in our relationship, maybe how I treat Jaden, if I look more outwards to him, or if I'm feeling more insecure and feeling like I need to prove myself in some way instead of making you feel comfortable.
Yeah, I think 100% agree. I think working on something like a project like this so closely, like to the point of, well, like on the one hand, we're both like actively using affirmations. Like that's an awesome collaboration and that's an awesome way we're working. And then beyond that, to be working on this project where we're now sharing those affirmations with other people, I think it really has helped our relationship a lot, taken it to a whole nother level where, you know, we have this collaboration, this like,
this challenge.
It's like this child, you know, or this like this thing we want to give to the world. And I think working on that together has been amazing. It's been a very inspiring thing. And
yeah, I think this project has done a lot to bring us closer together too.
Yeah. And it, you know, like when something good happens, like we have that excitement to share together. We have like that, you know, that connection. We celebrate our wins together, or we, you know, we brush off our losses together or whatever, you know, but like doing those things together, I really feel like is very, yeah, very amazing, very beneficial.
Yeah, so for any couple, whether they work together, as you two do, or it's just to bring them closer, it could be very beneficial to have that security, as you were saying, but not forget that there's a connection.
Totally.
And so it's, I am secure in who I am, but I also understand that I have to honor the partner that I am with so that there's that back and forth flow. Mm-hmm. And to see it occur between the two of you, obviously those who are creating it have that same fundamental base. So it's not like you're just speaking to it. You're actually living it.
Mm-hmm.
You're embodying it. And I think that's important for anyone who's going to use the app to know, like, hey, they're not just paying lip service. This is their life.
Mm-hmm.
This is their way of life.
Yeah, this really is our, so we do all day, every day, is what we're passionate about. It's in our family. It's just kind of what gets us excited is what we love. So
that's amazing. So if someone is just starting, they just downloaded your app, which if you can tell them, how can they get your app first off?
Yeah, you can go on the iOS or so Apple or the Android app store, and you can download the app for free someday on the Oculus VR app store as well. And yeah, you can download, set up an account, and immediately you can go check out the different categories that you know, you're really interested in, that resonate with you and your authentic self. And we have sample ones for free in all the categories that you can begin to listen to.
And there's something like 16 different categories currently on the app or something like that.
Always
from,
growing.
Yeah, ranging from like academics to children to relationships. Really just we try to nail any category that people might be pursuing.
Yeah.
In.
Yeah, we just encourage you, like, as you listen, as people listen to these, to think, to let them inspire you, to think of your own personal affirmations. Like, these are really powerful and they come from the heart. And in addition to that, we would love for you to go and, you know, on the section of the app where you can write and record your own personal affirmations for the things that are important to your authentic self. I think that's an amazing opportunity. And as you listen to them, just visualize, what does that look like for me? What does becoming my authentic self look like? What am I doing? Where am I living? Who am I being?
Love that. And so if there isn't a category that somebody would like something within, they can create their own. They can make their own within your app and record it and have it available.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we're always looking for feedback on, you know, new categories and new ideas. So be sure on the, you know, in your app settings, there's a little contact us thing, fill it out and send us. We read all of them. We read them every day. We work out with our developers on them. We're looking for new content, new features, new ideas, because, you know, this is something incredible and amazing from us, but we want this to help everyone and be able to serve everyone as well.
I love that. So thank you for telling us how to get your app and how to utilize it in your own life, being parents, for those who are parents, myself being one of them. How do you, if there are parents out there who would like to utilize this with their children as they use it, and then they use it within their relationship, is there any suggestion you have for families to build around this, whether it's the app or it's just using positive affirmations?
Yeah, I feel like there's like a lot of things you can use it for. We have the children affirmations and I love those. Honestly, I feel like the children affirmations, we have three different voices for them. We have a younger sounding voice, and then we have the two adult voices. Honestly, I feel like the children affirmations are just as applicable to anybody. But yeah, the children affirmations, they're more simplified in speech, and so they sound better with children. And so I feel like those could just be like put on repeat for like your children to hear. Those ones are all free. Yeah, and then parents, we have the relationship affirmations that can help the personal relationship between the two parents. And then we also have motherhood category. I have yet to write a fatherhood one. I apologize.
Just working on it.
But we have a motherhood category that is going to be released soon. So I feel like that would resound really well with mothers who perhaps are seeking to find comfort or find peace in the journey that motherhood is. But I think that there's a lot of power that comes with affirmations, and you can incorporate them into everything. You can write positive affirmations and put them in your child's lunchbox. You can just put we've heard of people like getting a pillowcase and writing down positive affirmations for their child on their pillows. Even if they can't read it, they just put them to bed, and you get to believe those things every night before you go to bed. And I've heard really, really powerful stories including that. And
oh my gosh, I would like that for me. especially now, I mean, having navigated what we just navigated, I have nieces who didn't get to have high school graduations, and kids have needed, it's so different growing up right now in this day and age. So to have something positive that can come at them in a way that it is, you know, gentle and loving and supportive, and can give them that positivity in a world that is just ever changing and ever shifting underneath of them. I think it is so, so important. So again, thank you for creating something that can help parents understand how to do that. And if they don't know what note they could put in a lunchbox, here's an affirmation that could help, right? So, and it's available. It's right there.
Totally. Yeah, I think it's amazing. It's an amazing tool. And also, I feel like it's such a powerful thing to incorporate into like even like a daily schedule. Like, let's say every night when your kid brushes their teeth, playing those affirmations, or perhaps you listen to them and then you tell them to your child, and tell your child to repeat them. Like, I am amazing. I am incredible. I can do everything. Like, my best is enough. I am, you know. I think it's so powerful for kids. They really do need that positive reinforcement in their life. And it helps them so much to not have some of the negative blocks that some people have. Being able to use these affirmations really can help propel them forward and give them a foot up when it comes to whatever they want to accomplish in their life.
And I feel like positive reinforcement is especially important when dealing with children. Is, again, back to the saying, what you feed grows. When dealing with children, they're at such a pivotal developmental stage in their life that you really want them to believe the good in themselves. You need them to see the good in themselves in order for them to see the good in the world. And so in order to do that, I think positive affirmations are a really, really powerful tool. One of many powerful tools to empower parents to incorporate positive reinforcement into their daily routine when dealing with their child, in order to help their children grow in really, really positive ways.
And especially, it's not as though parents are never going to say no, or that there isn't going to be times when behavior needs to be redirected.
Totally.
But in this, especially the first few years, playing positive affirmations when their brains are just soaking things up like a sponge, instead of all of these movies that have gunfire and, you know, there's a defined difference between what the brain is absorbing. And so it's just very helpful. And especially if something's on a loop where it's like, you are strong, you are confident, you can do all of these things, it's just going to help that child grow up knowing that they're capable and that they're limitless. And it's just wonderful for that.
Totally.
That. Yeah, absolutely.
So as you expand this tool into all of these different categories and you build it out, do you see yourself moving from being an app and being in VR to being something even larger than that? Or do you plan to stay within the app space? Because honestly, when I look at this, I'm like, oh my gosh, this can go into like conferences. This could go into,
yeah.
There's so much that you can do with this, and not to think on this big grand scale for you, but I'm like, sign me up for your South Paul's conference, because I would go there and be in the front row.
Oh, totally. We've talked a lot about conferences. We've talked a lot about different implementations. We've talked about like clothing lines to have like positive affirmations in your clothes, even whether it's a t-shirt with tons of positive affirmations on it, or like it's just on the back of your tag. So whenever every morning you put your t-shirt on, it has a positive affirmation. Or there's just tons of ideas. There's tons of directions that we could go with this.
We're so passionate about this. And like at the end of the day, the goal isn't just make an app that people can listen to positive affirmations. The goal is to like help people incorporate positivity into their daily life. Like that's like our mission and our goal. And so I think, we love the idea of conferences. Back when I used to work at a corporate job, yeah, we had a lot of big conferences we worked on. And as I was working on that and kind of working on self-pause on the side, I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. We're going to have self-pause con and have everyone in there, you know, being able to benefit from that as well. So we have a lot of different areas we will expand that to for sure.
Okay. Well, maybe what we should do is team up and we can do a heart leader self-pause.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Very cool.
It's not like we don't live in a very beautiful place where we can make that happen really quickly.
It's very true. Yeah,
that'd
be super cool.
Love that.
Okay. Let's put that into action here sometime very soon, because it's what you guys are doing is so heart-centered. If there is a heart leader, you guys have absolutely nailed it in every which way. So we are grateful that you agreed to be on this podcast and to share what you're creating and to put it out there in a time, again, when it is so vitally needed. So if you wouldn't mind taking another minute, just in case individuals didn't catch it the first time, how can they get to your app and how can they learn more about you guys? Because you have a website too, where they can get to know a little bit more about you.
Yeah, you can go to selfpause.com to learn more about us and our mission. And then you can go search for SelfPause on iOS or Android, and soon other platforms. And yeah, download the SelfPause app, give it a try. And really, you know, I would really just encourage you to, as you listen to those positive affirmations, visualize what that looks like for you in your life. And I promise you, as you do that, you will see huge changes in the way you view the world, the way you view yourself. And it really will help you become your truly authentic self.
Awesome. Anything else you would like to share, Jill?
The only thing I would add is like you were saying, we have a website, selfpause.com, and it has lots of written affirmations, text affirmations. If you want to have ideas of affirmations that you could record yourself or write around your house or write on your mirror or anything else, if you want to swim in affirmations throughout your day, kind of like we do, then feel free to go to our website too.
Yeah, and there is a contact you section on there, correct? So
mm-hmm.
If somebody would like to reach out to you, maybe get you on another podcast
yeah.
or anything like that,
we would
they
love
could
it.
Get a
yeah.
hold of you through there. Okay, fantastic. Well, thank you both so, so much for joining us. And we are going to take a moment now to wrap up, but hopefully you'll stay for a moment after.
Wonderful.
And we can continue to catch up.
Sounds
awesome.
Good.
Thank you so much for having us.
Oh my gosh. Always.
This is so fun
too. I love it. Thank you all for joining us in this episode of the Heart Leader Podcast, where heart and mind align. Jaden and Jill are the founders of SelfPause, and we will include all of their information in the information section below this video if you would like to check them out and download all of the amazing free resources that they offer. Again, so easy for me to say. I am your host, Amber, with the Heart Leader Podcast. And until next time, we look forward to seeing you in the Suivera community. You've been listening to the Heart Leader Podcast with your host, Amber, where heart and mind align. Tune in weekly on TransformationTalkRadio.com as we take a deeper dive into what it means to be a heart leader. Ready to take the next step? Join us and over 1 million people worldwide who've united in creating this global movement of love. Become a heart leader for today and tomorrow. Learn more and connect with us at suivera.org.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.